Middle East's only democracy, has remarkably become the single most hated country on earth. The Israel warrior takes no pride in having to fight. He, like King David before him, prefers a harp and lyre to a sword and shield. He, like the Maccabees before him, prefers to light candles to dispel the darkness, then fling arrows at invading Greek armies. The Israeli warrior does not today, and has never in the past, erected a monument to a military victory, the way that Rome did with Titus and Constantine's arch. But for all its his reluctance to fight or revel in the glory of combat, the Israeli warrior will not shirk from a battle that is imposed on him. He will fight back. Jews will not glorify martyrdom. They will not walk into gas chambers. I showed Samantha Power, the American ambassador to the UN, that her famous advocacy for R2P, responsibility to protect, has its foundation not in the Christian New Testament, which encourages a love for one's enemies, but in the Hebrew Bible, specifically in this week's Torah reading, where it states clearly, "Thou shalt not stand idly by the blood of thy neighbor." Leviticus 19, verse 16. Last week I traveled to the Golan Heights, the Vale of Tears, where we were escorted by Israel's greatest living war hero. Avigdor Kahalani, who led the fight in this, one of the greatest tank battles in human history. The war broke out at 2 p.m. Israel time on Judaism's holiest day. 400 Syrian tanks faced 40 Israeli tanks in his sector alone. Kahalani summoned his soldiers and told them they are the only obstacle standing in the way of Syria taking over all of northern Israel. Then before he left, he told them, "You must eat. You must break your fast." And with that, he took a bite out of an apple. Because in Judaism, everything falls before the value of human life. We uphold life. We fight for life. We cherish life. Most of the men he spoke to would be dead 48 hours later, but Israel, through their sacrifice, will live. WMFO Medford, live at the Tufts campus. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
קצת ארומה לי בר שבע רוח כמדבר נושבת שבילה ערבה ירד לרג'ני מחמיהרת את אל המרחי שברת והנה הוא חופלת היי דרומה, היי דרומה, היי דרומה לאלת היי דרומה, היי דרומה, היי דרומה לאלת זמר לך, זמר לך, מכורתי, מכורתי המעגל סובב, זמר לך תובב זמר לך, מכורתי, מכורתי הררייך אמה יפרחו את מחול ההורה ייזר אלף פרחים לפתע יפרחו יחסו את עין המדבר
Shalom. היא כותבת לי שורות קצרות, אני עונה במגילות.
המחוות שלה מאופקות ושלי עולות על גדותיהן.
היא מזמינה אותי לארוחת בוקר, אני מזמין אותה
לחנוכת בית.
היא אף פעם לא תהיה שלי, אולי תהיה קצת לידי, וגם זה לא בטוח. כמה מתוק ומריר הכאב, רק בגללו אני מוכן להתאהב.
בעיניים בורקות בחיוך רעב,
אני רוקד את הריקוד המוזר של הלב. כל היום אני הולך ונזכר
של פריט, איך היה לנו כאן.
התחבקנו דקות ארוכות מתוקות, התעוררתי ושוב זה נגמר. אבל היום, היום אני יוצא, היום אני עושה מעשה.
מישהו זרק לי גלגל הצלה ואמר אהבה זה דבר מדבר.
מתוק ומריר הכאב, רק בגללו אני מוכן להתאהב. עיניים בורקות
בחיוך רעב,
אני רוקד את הריקוד המוזר של הלב. כמה מתוק ומריר הכאב, רק בגללו אני מוכן להתאהב. עיניים בורקות בחיוך רעב, אני רוקד את הריקוד המוזר של הלב. היא כותבת לי שורות קצרות, אני עונה במגילות.
המחוות שלה מאופקות ושלי עולות על גדותיהן.
היא מזמינה אותי להיזהר, אני מזמין אותה
להישאר.
היא מגיעה בשעה המדויקת ולרגע הכל מתאפשר. כמה מתוק ומריר הכאב, רק בגללו אני מוכן להתאהב. בעיניים בורקות בחיוך בהם, אני רוקד את הריקוד המוזר של הלב. כמה מתוק ומריר הכאב, רק בגללו אני מוכן להתאהב. בעיניים בורקות בחיוך בהם, אני רוקד את הריקוד המוזר של הלב.
Okay, this is an article by Leonie Ben Simon. Hopefully I can still having a hard time. I've had a sinus infection and can hear my throat. It's like got me in its grip. I'll be really glad to get, I'm having a sinus surgery at the end of June, and hopefully that'll calm this stuff down for a while. So it's called Self-Destruct, Us or Them. The West has the tools to stop this war in its tracks and allow the enemy to self-destruct. This was published in Arad Shava on March 29th of this year. Leonie Ben Simon, the author, is a freelance journalist with an MBA from Monash University. So, let's see, where does this start? Okay, looks like I don't have the beginning of this article. All right, so it says, strange, after Belgium, there is a kind of silence. Those continuous Facebook posts blaming Israel and the Jews for everything have mostly gone underground. As journalists lie low, their opinions shattered into smithereens. The war of civilization is well and truly here, right on our doorstep, for the entire world to see. These are not terror attacks. This is World War III and its incarnation of the enemy within. An asymmetric war that, if not halted, has the potential to go nuclear as Iran tests its long-range missiles, with their leaders proclaiming death to the Jews and death to Israel. Time has a way of blunting the past. Hitler was not a madman when he marshaled his people to carry out his plans. He had a carefully thought out agenda, which we later labeled the personification of evil. But before the Second World War, politicians, intellectuals, and decision makers worldwide did not believe that he could possibly carry out his plans. No, appeasement was the solution until millions upon millions lay dead on the ground, burnt in ovens, and even burnt and buried alive. This is the choice. Call it the war that it is. Take action to cut the head off the snake by throttling its money and the resource supplies that it lives on. Then there were the genocides that the world ignored in Rwanda, Cambodia, Bosnia, and Darfur. And the current war in Syria, with millions dead, injured, or displaced. Life is simply not valued. Until now, massive amounts of money have financed terror in all of its stages of growth. Many madrasas are financed to promulgate a particular form of Wahhabism that teaches whole populations not to accommodate values that are not their own. UNRWA, that's United Nations, finances millions who call themselves Palestinian refugees but are residents of Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Gaza, who were mostly born there. Most of this money is used for buying military material, training troops for warmongering, and sending rockets into Israeli civilian areas, not for resettlement. Part of the Arab minority in Israel are also financed by UNRWA, with money used to brainwash whole generations in UN schools to hate Jews in Israel. Then there is the Iranian nuclear industry, now helped by a United States agreement with financing that is increasing the risk of nuclear war. There are millions being made in so many of these corrupt societies by those in control who stir up the pot, encouraging everyone except for their own children to die for their cause. Now that the West is paying the price, the story is quite different. The West has the tools to stop this war in its tracks and allow the enemy to self-destruct. These tools are simply the control of money, the control of gold, and the control of resources. Can large-scale murderous activities continue without money? Of course not. Even trading oil for black money can be stopped when the buyers are nations. The average human being in most societies, we would like to hope, just wants to live out their life peacefully, not to be forced into a war situation. But either way, remove the money, and most of the warmongering will self-destruct. The world's powers have obviously forgotten the mantra after World War II, and the Holocaust. Never again. Or was it after the First World War, the Great War, the war to end all wars? This is the choice. Call it the war that it is. Take action to cut the head off the snake by throttling its money and the resource supplies that it lives on. The alternative is that the West will be responsible for its own self-destruction. Changing the mindset of its young resident enemy through re-education and tracking killers and their associates after events, as the West honestly believes it should do, is not the solution. It is the weakness of the West. Leonie Ben Simon. WMFO Medford, you're listening to The Voice Mobile. Okay, I think... Four, we want this one.
What have I become when all I feel is numb to the numb? That's all they are to me now. But I can't read the news anymore. It's all the same to me. It's all monotony. When did I grow so cynical? Nothing helps me. Nothing helps you see. A wave of helplessness has washed me away, and I can't get back. I am lost without you. I need to be with you. How can I help ease your pain? Just tell me what to do. I am here without you. Standing in the cold, how can I help ease your pain, city of gold?
City of gold,
city of gold.
Are you lost? Yeah.
Okay, that was Idan Rachel Project, Mima Amakim, off of the compilation Put Tomorrow Presents Israel. Moshav Band before that, also off that same compilation, Breshit, was the selection. Rona Keenan with Giddy Gov off of Put Tomorrow Presents Israel. Harikud HaMuzar Shel Halev. Paul Zim with Rad Halala. Paul Zim presents Chai Chai, present Israel Chai. And I think that's it. We'll see now if this other one is going to play. I'm not sure. Oh, it is.
As the Rebbe sing, singing all the Hasidim, singing all the Hasidim. Ya mama, mama, singing all the Hasidim. Ya mama, mama, singing all the Hasidim. Нас der Rebbe tanzt, und нас der Rebbe tanzt, tanzen alle Hasidim, tanzen alle Hasidim, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tanzen alle Hasidim, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tanzen alle Hasidim.
te fa del fuc
שהוא יבוא חברים וחברות, אנחנו מאוד שמחנו להיות איתכם כאן היום. תודה רבה לכם, לילה טוב.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're just about done with this edition of the Voicemobile. That was Voices for Israel, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha and Matovu. Shruli Nathan, before that, Natan, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, the very best of Israel, the Adan Rachel Project, Bowie Come With Me, off of their Traveling Home Deluxe Edition, Shulamit and Rabbi Sol Salik, Salk, the Sea of Solomon is the name of the CD. Netanya Devrath, off the CD, Netanya Devrath, Russian, Israeli, and Yiddish folk songs. Mechol HaKarim, the Dance of the Vineyards. And I think that brings us up to date. And we're going to go out with another selection off of this Chazak Amenu, We Stand as One, on this celebration of Israel Independence Day. Okay, here's an important note. Are you annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision in June of 2013. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this and will hold its next monthly meeting on Thursday, May 5th from 7... Oh, May 5th. Okay, that's gone. Sorry about that. Well, I hope people got out and did something about it. That's why it was out here, because it's finished. So, I don't know if you've been following the extension of the Green Line, but it's still hanging on by a thread, depending on approval from a federal committee. Joe Curtatone and Capuano are trying desperately to, you know, get that Green Line to Somerville and Medford, and hopefully it will happen.